All right, so remember, aiming points right here, all right? We're aiming 6 inches behind the heel. All right, that's gonna put us in the right place we need to be. All right, so you can tilt that way. Get a little bit of width, tilt that way, and just roll off, all right? We can't be wrong.
You know, I was always the big kid in the class. So I think it was just kind of natural for me to kind of gravitate towards football. But I actually didn't start playing until my freshman year of high school. And then Notre Dame came with an offer, and that was it. I knew that's where I was gonna go. It was a dream come true. Very fortunate to end up with the Baltimore Ravens, who at the time had just kind of come off the Super Bowl and had established a tradition now of playing great defense. So to get the chance to go there and be surrounded by the Ray Lewis's, the Peter Bulwers, Terrell Suggs, those people, Ed Reeves, it was just awesome. The game had been so good to me, and I always knew I wanted to still remain a part of it and in a sense kind of pay it forward. I had been blessed to have a lot of good coaches, and I wanted to take bits and pieces of all of them and share it with some of these younger guys.
I just don't want you to do this, okay? So even if you gotta switch your stance and go like this, go like that.
I've known Coach Pett a long time, since 2002. He was there in Baltimore when I got there my rookie year. Not only is he our leader, I look to him as a mentor. His football knowledge is so immense, but I feel fortunate enough to also call him a friend. And because of that, I wanna do whatever I can do to help not only the Cleveland Browns succeed, but to help see him succeed. Because I know how long he's wanted this opportunity, and now that he has it, I'm not here to see him fail or us fail. I have high standards, but I'm not a coach that's gonna berate guys. You know, I never want to demean anybody. I treat everybody with respect. I only have a problem is if my expectations for that player are higher than the expectations he has for himself. In this profession, I think, as a player, confidence is so important. Without that, I don't think you stand a chance. So, I want my guys to go out there on Sundays and feel like Superman. I want them to feel like there is no offensive lineman in the world that can block them. So if I can instill that, as well as the knowledge I have as far as technique and fundamentals, they're gonna get that. They're gonna get that through training, muscle memory, what we do on the practice field. But on top of all those things, I want them to be the most confident bunch on that field come Sunday. And I think as long as I can instill that, we'll all get exactly what we're looking for.